Hare Vishaya Chariya Shaira Shema Jaya Mokhe Bolo Hare Hare Parama Koruna Pahudui Jana Nittai Gaura Chandra Nittai Gaura Chandra Dekhore Bhai Tribhubane na emona dayal data Pashupaki jude Pashana bidade shunijada gunagata Shunijada gunagata Pashupaki jude Pashana bedade shunijara gunagata Padama koduna Pohudu ijana nitai gaura chandra Shangshada majiya rohire poriya She pade nahilo asha Apana karama bunchaye shamana kaha hai lochana dasha Apana karama punchaye shamana kaha hai Padama koruna pohudu ijana nitai gaura chandra Madhava Jai Kunja Vihari Jaya Rai Jai Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Jai Giribar dhari jai Giribar dhari Jaya Gopi Jai Giribar dhari Jai Giribar Jashoda Nandana jai braja jana ranjana jai braja jana ranjana braja jana ranjana jai braja jana Jamuna tida bana chare jai kunjabi hare jai kunjabi jai jamuna tida bana chare jai Punjabi Hare Dai Punjabi Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ramo Ramo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Jai Om Vishnu Parpan Hangsha Bodhi Brajaka Charja Ashtatarasan Sri Sramanchala Abhachar Nara Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Shami Shila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Pratishtat Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Shamaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrindagi Grantaraj Shramad Bhagavatam Ki Sri Srinitai Gaur Shitanat Premanandi Hari Hari Bho
Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shastri
rupam shagadajatam shahagana raganatam mitam thangsha jivam sadvaitam savadutam parijanashaitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padam shahagana lalita shibishakangvitamscha Mantra Guru Achokta Shikha Guru Gantha Charane Agikariya Bandhan Vansha Kapatru Vishtaka Vashanda Vavasha Potitanam Pavane Babashna Vavanamo Namaha Namo Mishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Shamiti Namane Namaste Sarsati Deve Gaudavani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shandavari Pashtata Desha Tarane Shira Prabhupada Ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vanaprashtasya Vakshami Niyaman Muni Shammatan Yan Ashtaya Muni Gachid Vishilokam Ahanjasha Anaprashtasya Vakshami Niyaman Muni Shammatan Yan Ashtaya Munir Gachid Vishilokam Ahan Jasha. Please chant. Vaishnavi Mandali Vanaprashtasya of a person in the Vanaprashtasham, retired life, Bhakshami, I shall now explain, Niyaman, the rules and regulations, Munishammata, which are recognized by great Munis, philosophers and saintly persons, Yan, which, Ashtaya, being situated in or practicing Muni, a saintly person, Gachet, is promoted Rishi Lokam to the planetary system where the seers and Munis go, Mahaloka, Uha, O King, Anjasa, without difficulty, O King. I shall now describe the qualifications for a Vanaprastha who has retired from family life by rigidly following the rules and regulations for the Vanaprastha. One can easily be elevated to the upper planetary system known as Mahaloka. Text number 18. Nakrishta pancham ashniyat arkrishtam chap yakalatah agni pakvam atmamba arka pakvam uta haret. A person in a renounced life, in a vanaprastha life, should not eat grains grown by tilling of the fields. He should also not eat grains that have grown without tilling of the field but are not fully ripe. Nor should a vanaprastha eat grains cooked in fire. Indeed, he should eat only fruit ripened by the sunshine. Chapter goes on and on. Someone said it was the end of the chapter. Oh man, there's no purports, so I think I read everything. I don't know. There's not many purports. Yeah. I did two verses. There's many more without purports, but they can be read tomorrow and discussed. I'll read everything. They want me to finish the chapter. A vanaprastha should prepare cakes to be offered in sacrifice from fruits and grains grown naturally in the forest. When he obtains some new grains, he should give up his old stock of grains. A vanaprastha should prepare a thatched cottage or take shelter of a cave in a mountain, only to keep the sacred fire. But he should personally practice enduring snowfall, wind, fire, rain, and the shining of the sun. A vanaprastha should wear matted locks of hair on his head and let his body hair, nails, moustache grow. He should not cleanse his body of dirt. He should keep a water pot, a deer skin, and a rod, wear the bark of a tree as a covering, and use garments coloured with fire, like fire, saffron. Being very thoughtful, a vanaprastha should remain in the forest for 12 years, 8 years, 4 years, 2 years, or at least 1 year. He should behave in such a way that he will not be disturbed or troubled by too much austerity. When, because of disease or old age, one is unable to perform his prescribed duties for advancement in spiritual life, study the Vedas, he should practice fasting, not taking any food. He should properly place the fire element in his own self and in this way give up the bodily affinity by which one thinks of the body to be oneself or one's own. One should gradually merge the material body into the five elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky. The body is an effect of a cause, as purport. The body is an effect of a cause, namely the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky. In other words, one should know perfectly well that the material body is nothing but a combination of the five elements. This knowledge constitutes merging of the material body. And the five material elements merging into Brahman in perfect knowledge means understanding perfectly that one is not only the body but a spiritual soul. A sober, self-realized person who has full knowledge should merge the various parts of the body. In their original sources, the holes in the body are caused by the sky. The process of breathing is caused by the air. The heat of the body is caused by fire and semen. Blood and mucus are caused by water. The hard substances like skin, muscle and bone are caused by earth. In this way, all the constituents of the body are caused by various elements and they should be merged again into these elements. Purport, to be self-realized, one must understand the original sources of the various elements of the body. The body is a combination of skin, bone, semen, blood, muscle, urine, stool, heat, breath, and so on, which all come from earth, water, fire, air, and sky. One must be well conversant with the sources of all the bodily constituents. Then one becomes self-realized person, or Atmavan, who knows the self. Thereafter, the object of the speech, along with the sense of speech, tongue, should be bestowed upon fire, craftsmanship, and the two hands should be given to the demigod Indra. The power of movement and the legs should be given to Vishnu. Sensual pleasure, along with the genitals, should be bestowed upon Prajapati. The rectum, with the power of evacuation should be bestowed in its proper place unto Mrityu. The oral instrument, along with the sound vibration, should be given to the deities presiding over the directions. The instruments of touch, along with the sense objects of touch, should be given to Vayu. Form, with the power of sight, should be bestowed upon the sun. The tongue, along with the demigod Varuna, should be bestowed upon water. And the power of the smell, along with the two Ashwini Kumara demigods, should be bestowed upon the earth. The mind, along with all material senses, should be merged in the moon demigod. All the subject matters of intelligence, along with the intelligent itself, should be placed in Lord Brahma. False ego, which is under the influence of the material modes of nature, and which induces one to think, I am this body, and everything connected with this body is mine, should be merged along with the material activities in Rudra. In Rudra, the predominating deity of false ego. Material consciousness, along with the goal of thought, should be merged in the individual living being, and the demigods acting under the modes of material nature should be merged along with the perverted living beings into the supreme being. The earth should be merged in water, water in the brightness of the sun, the brightness into the air into the sky into the false ego into the total material energy into the unmanifested ingredients, pradhan, feature of the material energy, and at last the ingredient, feature of the material manifestation into the supersoul. When all the material designations have thus merged into their respective material elements, the living beings, who are all ultimately completely spiritual, being in one quality with the supreme being, should cease from material existence as flames cease when the wood in which they are burning is consumed. When the material body is returned to its various material elements, only the spiritual remains. The spiritual being is Brahman, and is equal to quality with Parabrahman. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 7th canto, 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Perfect Society of Four Spiritual Classes, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Now, Mukham Karati Bachala Pangam Langai Te Giriam Jat Kripa Tavaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Shamabeta Gaur Bhakta Brindaki. Vanashram Dharma and Krishna Consciousness, interesting topic. To summarize, the simple conclusion, Goswami Siddhanta, conclusion of the Goswamis, is that by chanting Hare Krishna, you get all the results of Vanashram Dharma. It's not actually compulsory to go to the mountains. Last year I went to Badrinath. Badribishalki. Badrinath is the end of India. So after that is China. Badrinath. It's way up. It takes hours and hours to get there. And sometimes the army, they stop you because the roads become dangerous, landslides. It's right up the end. There's army camps up there. Badrinath. It's a special place. There's Madhvacharya, he walked there from Kerala. From Udupi, Madhvacharya, he walked there. Even to go from Delhi, it takes hours and hours, 15 hours driving. And he walked from Udupi, Mangalore, in Karnataka. He walked from there all the way to Badrinath, and then went further up into the place where no man can go. Badrinath. Lord Nityananda, on his tours, he wandered around India for 20 years. He went to Badrinath. He remained there several days. He appreciating the spiritual atmosphere of that place. Even Madhvacharya, you can read the story. His disciples, they couldn't follow. But one disciple was so dedicated. He was trying to follow through the snow, the rain, whoosh, the blizzard, the wind. And then he collapsed. He couldn't go any further. Madhvacharya, many days not eating. And just going into the high region at the Kailash, actual Kailash, right at where Mahadev is residing, where Ganga came and he captured Ma Ganga in his locks of hair, way up there. And that disciple collapsed, and he couldn't even return to the point of no return. He couldn't even make it back. And Madhvacharya, he took his utari, his cloth, and just waved. And the wind came. Madhvacharya, his incarnation of Bayu, the demigod of the wind. And he waved his utari, and that disciple
picked up in the wind, whoosh, flew all the way back to Badrinath, where the other disciples were waiting. So we went there with devotees from Mathura Desh, in the annual yatra. We went to Badrinath and we stayed there. We did 3 days there, japa mela, japa jagya, 64 rounds every day there in Badrinath. It's interesting, actually, for Shadon Bhakti, it's very conducive because it's so cold. It's hard to get the senses stimulated. And actually, you're dizzy half of the time. You feel dizzy when you go there. And you're like... And so it's hard for the senses to actually become agitated. Because it's a whole different environment and it's cold. And we went there and then we walked. We walked the Prashtan Traya, the Prashtan, to the place where the Pandavas departed. And first of all, Yudhishthir, and then Bhimshain, and then Arjun, and Nakula Sahadev, and Shobhadra, Draupadi, and Subhadra? Yeah, Subhadra, Arjuna's wife. Yeah. And they also, Prabhupada, in that he says, in the purport, says that the wives of the Pandavas, they didn't, Arjuna had four wives. Wives of the Pandavas, the husbands left them. And actually concentrating on their own ultimate perfection. And the wives also, they followed on their own proper. It says that everyone has to fly their own plane, you know, in the purport, to attain perfection. You get all the help from Sri Guru and Vaishnav, Sangha, training you get, but you have to fly your own plane in the ultimate moment. Like we were Prana, he flew his own plane. He was consciously preparing to leave the body. He was planning for it, he was moving. And you have to become eligible, you have to become trained to be able to do that. And most materialistic people, they cannot face death. They want to remain as long as possible in the body. And it's like so painful for them. And all the family members are there saying, don't go. And they're like, and eventually they're torn out. But the Vaishnava Prabhupada, we were hearing Prana was saying that, you know, I want to go. That's because he's trained in Krishna consciousness. He's advanced. He's a liberated soul. That's liberation. That's what it means. Liberation. The body was just behind his consciousness. But he was a liberated soul as a result of 40 years of Shadan Bhakti and service to Srila Prabhupada. A liberated soul. Fully realized by Bhagavat Shravan, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan. It became fully realized. We could see. He had no fear of death. So we're there in Badrinath, and then we went up to that place where the Pandavas, and it was extreme. We left. It was sunny, beautiful blue sky. We're walking. We were going to these icy caves and waterfall, and then in a few moments, these big black clouds, they came in. Big black clouds. It was summertime in India, actually. These big black, terrific clouds. They just came really quick. And then there's this pouring rain and hailstorm, hail. We're running back down the path. And then we had to hide in the shelter. And it was a big steep incline. And I was here, it says live there for a year. There was munis and rishis. But it wasn't like the pictures in our books where it's nice trees and palm trees and fruit berries. It wasn't like that. It was just rocks and some grass there are a few yogis and rishis that weren't exactly in caves. Where the rocks, they come out and they're kind of leaning out, and so they just go sort of under the rock and then put some plastic and stuff. Plastic and whatever else they could make a little cave, and then they'd in there and they'd cook. They had a little cooker in there. So it wasn't like this, actually, that they're just eating the dried leaves and the berries from the bushes. You know, and people would come and give them supplies, rice and water. And they wouldn't worry about vegetables, but rice, water, ghee, laban, salt, these things. And they were living there. But even that is advanced austerity. Even in that is advanced austerity. And they wouldn't stay there when it comes snowed over. In Badrinath, 6 months of the year, temple is closed. And no one stays. And they lock the deities and they lock the temple and that's it. It's all closed. The demigods come. The demigods, Narayan Rishi, the demigods, they're doing tapasya there. and they come and do the puja of Bhadra Bishal. He's a special deity of Lord Vishnu. He's in Padmasan. Bhadra Bishal, Lord Vishnu deity, he's in Padmasan. He's not standing Chaturbhuj or anything like that, or Shayan Vishnu, he's in Padmasan. Of course, we have in Jagannath Puri, we have Gopinath, Tota Gopinath, he's also in Padmasan. But that's a lila, that's a special lila. But generally, Lord Vishnu is worshipped, he's standing. Bharada Raj, offering benediction, Bharada Raj in Kanchipuram, and all South India is all Sri Vishnu, Shayan Vishnu, or Bharada Vishnu standing and offering Chaturbhuj. And I was just imagining that, how could you live here for 12 years? 12 years. There are Munis, many of the famous impersonalist Munis, they spend some time there and they get cities. Because Moni Brata and Tapasya in the Himalayas, and they get cities, and they come and they attract so many followers. It's a common thing. Many spent time, and even Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi ji, he's building a ghat in Mayapur, Prabhupada ghat, many things. And he changed the name of many, Prayag used to be Allahabad, it's Prayag now, many wonderful things. And probably they'll change the name of India to Bharat. It is actually Bharat. In the constitution it says India and it says Bharat. So you can write place of birth, you can write Bharat. Legally, the name of India. India is name given by the foreigners. India is name given by the foreigners. By the British. And Bharat is the actual name from the Puranas, Mahabharat. But we couldn't, we could stay 3 days, that was it. But to stay there and do tapasya like that, it's not possible. It's not possible. And those who try, they cheat. They cheat. They cheat and make a show of their tapasya to attract foolish followers. That's Kali Yuga. So it's not meant for Kali Yuga. Tratayam yajitokam satya. What is it? How does it start? Tratayam yajitomukai. Dwapare parichariam yat. How does it start? Satya Yuga. What's the first line? Jayato. How does it start? Kritaya Dhyayatam Vishnu. Thank you. Meditation on Vishnu. Like this. This is for Satya Yuga. And we're like three periods further on. And Kritaya Dhyayatam Vishnu. Kritaya Dhyayatam Vishnu. This is for Satya Yuga. Dwapare Parishchayam Yat. Dwapa Yuga is worship. Tratayam Yajato Mukai. Treta Yuga is Jagya. Kalotat, Dhanikirtanam. Kalotat, that in Kali Yuga, tat, that same result, Kalotat, Harikirtanat, by chanting the names of Hari. So actually it's not required to perform the penances of a Vanaprastha in the Krishna consciousness movement, in the Gaudiya, following the Goswamis, following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is not required actually. And Prabhupada does comment that Vanaprastha in Krishna consciousness movement, one can reside in the holy dhams, and he mentions Sri Vrindavan Dham and Mayapur Dham, and live there and chant Hare Krishna, and study the books of the Goswamis. That is recommended. Mon means the forest. Mon aprasht, living in the forest. Prabhupada says you don't need to go to the Himalayas. It's not recommended. It's not possible. If you try, you can try. I mean, I kind of tried. After 3 days, we packed up, that was it. And we took bath there, that was a special experience. Just by taking bath, that's enough. These yogis and rishis that live in Uttarakhand, from Rishikesh onwards, there's many, many rishis and yogis living on the banks of Ganga. You'll see many. And people come and give, and they cook. And just bathing in Ganga, that is sufficient sadhana. Just bathing in Ganga. They take bath in Ganga 2 or 3 times. That is their sadhana. Puti paboni ma Ganga ki. Ma Ganga ki. Just bathing in Ganga. That is, she's so powerful. She's so purifying. And they're living there and all the time they're hearing the sound. Even all through Rishikesh you can hear that. Now it's a bit touristy, but you can hear the sound of ma Ganga, and that's they meditate. It's not actually silent. They're hearing the sound of Ganga. And it's constantly going. And just when you meditate on the potency that's been going from time immemorial, that's coming from the spiritual sky, Ma Ganga, she's coming from spiritual sky, the Vishnu Padoka, the water that's washed the lotus feet of Vishnu and entered into this material world, Mundakini, Ma Ganga, and she's captured on the head of Mahadev, Shayambhu. That is, the water of Ma Ganga can deliver you. Water of Ma Ganga. And these rishis and munis, they just live and take bath in the Ganga and do impersonal meditation. And then they get moksha. Just Ma Ganga's association is so powerful. Puti Pavoni. And especially up there, you know, where she's just, you take bath, it's like, ah. Over the years we've visited and we're gradually taking bath in higher and higher places. This time we took bath Alaknanda Ganga, just beside Badrinath. People don't, you don't see people bathing there. She's coming down from the glaciers, powerful. And she's been like that for millions of years. Just to try to conceive that is very powerful. Just meditating on her potency. And we're just beside Badrinath is Alakananda Ganga. And we took bath there. And just for a moment, I submerged myself. And it was like my body was shocked. It's like electric shock. Electric shock. It was like... I came out and I had to kind of lie on the stones on the bank. just before I could even get orientated again. But could you imagine every day bathing like that? Every day? That would purify your sins. She washes away all your sins. Saddha pātaka shanghantri shadda dukha binashini shukada mokada gangaya paramagati shukada mokshada gives liberation. Saddha pātaka shanghantri, all sins are immediately destroyed by bathing in Ma Ganga. But then, so that's their sadhana, that's their practice. But also in Gaur Mandal Bhumi we have Ma Ganga. And she's there, she's like, oh. Most peaceful and most welcoming. Even in the summertime, she's warm. You can bathe. Goshunda, he bathed 3 hours, 2-3 hours every day with the Ganga Jal Kala, his pastimes in Ma Ganga. And she's there, everyone can take bath. There's no, even some temples where the foreigners cannot enter in India, Bharat, some temples the foreigners are not allowed to enter. And everyone can take bath in Ganga. Every rich, poor, every colour, every jati, every religion, they don't, even the animals, they just go, the dogs, the buffalo. That's doyamoy. And everyone purified. And a little tip, you can remember something from today, is that if you take bath in Ma Ganga, on Gaur Purnima day, you can deliver Sahasra Purusha Purva Gaun. Sahasra, that's thousands. Sahasra. Purusha Purva of ancestors. Jay John Palgun Diboshe Ganga Nagarate. That person who on Gaur Purnima, Palgun Dibosh, Palgun Purnima Dibosh, Ganga Nagarate in Mayapur, Gauranga Shnan Kore Gauranga Puja Sri Gauranga Puja Kore. In other words, you fast and you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by doing Shankirtan in Mayapur. And you take bath, having fasted, Upabash Kore Sri Gauranga Sheba Kore Ganga Nagarete. In Mayapur, you fast and you worship Gauranga on Palguna Punima Diboshe, on the full moon of Falgun month. Then Sahasra Purusha Purvagon Shonge. Sahasra Purusha Purvagon Shonge. Taking 1,000 ancestors with you. Sri Goloka Prapta Hoy Jota Tota More. You attain Goloka wherever you die. Along with 1,000 ancestors. If you bathe in Ma Ganga on Gaur Purnima, having fasted and worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ganga Devi ki? Mayapur Dham ki? Yeah, so we don't need to actually go to the Himalayas for a year or 2 years, 4 years or 12 years and practice penance. All we need to do is go to Mayapur on Gaur Purnima day and fast and chant Hari 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 Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Take bath in the Ganga, and wherever you die, you attain Goloka along with 1,000 ancestors. according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvipa Dhamma Mahatmya. So that's something to keep in mind. And then ultimately the Bhagavatam says in the first canto, second chapter, text number 17, well-known verse, that Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punna Shravana Kirtana Rudyanta Ashtohi Abhadrani Vinunati Shri Satam. As he suited Satam, he's a friend of the devotee, he's the friend of the purified soul. Ridyantashto, he's situated in the heart, then Abhadrani Vidunoti. He's situated in the heart, and he's a friend of the devotee, and therefore, because of his kindness upon the devotee, Abhadrani Vidunoti. Abhadra, the inauspicious things in the heart, Abhadrani Vidunoti. They're cleansed just by his presence, just by remembering him, just by his presence. Those who have Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, those who are desirous of hearing about him, Srinvatam, a desire, eager Swakata Krishna, to hear about him. So if you're eager to hear about him, then being present in the heart, he will cleanse all of the impurities, and in this way you get all the benefits of these types of tapasya. Punna Shravana Kirtana. The results of the Banasram Dharma are called punya. It's piety. You get pious credits. And if you're doing Banasram Dharma like this and not chanting Hare Krishna, then you attain Mahaloka, which is in the material world. That's above Swarga, above the heavenly planets. Above the heavenly planets is Janaloka. That's the place that doesn't get annihilated even when the regular annihilations are there at the end of each day of Brahma, which includes annihilating the heavenly regions, Svarga, then they're annihilated and again created in each day of Brahma. But Janaloka, that's Brahmaloka, and Janaloka, Mahaloka, and Siddhaloka. These planets are not annihilated. If you attain them, then you remain there for millennia, for many, many yugas, Dibya yugas. And at the end of the material creation wound up, Sahasra Yuga Paryanta Mahajag Ahayag Brahmanobidu, the 1,000 yugas, there's a day and then 100 years he lives, the Mahaloka, Janaloka, Siddhaloka, Tapaloka, they remain. And then those who attain those by practicing Banasram Dharma, those who attain those, they go along with Lord Brahma to the spiritual world. That's a Vedic system. That's the Vedic system, the traditional system of Varnashram Dharma and following Vedic rituals. That's the result. But even that's not possible in this age. Because who can perform Varnashrama perfectly? Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. At the end, Bhagavatam concludes, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. It's not possible. There's so many faults that everyone's a cheetah. I mean, we're also cheetahs, but the holy name is very merciful. So even the cheetahs can get dina hina jota chilo hariname utharilo. Dina hina jota chilo, as fallen as you can become. Dina hina, I mean low and rotten. Low and rotten, dina hina jota chilo, as possible as you can become. Hari name utharilo ta ashaki jagai madhai. Evidence? You don't believe me? Look at the madman madhai. You wonder who was it who threw the jagai and madhai mad. So the mad one, and jagai was trying to stop him.
Jagai.
And then madhai said, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu no, but jagai, okay, you are purified. And then Madhai said, hi, we're brothers. Everything we do together. Everything we do together. And then Nityananda Prabhu, doyamoy. Doyalu. Param doyalu, Nityananda, Mahashai. Abhudut Shiromani. He delivered Jagai Madhai. So how more rotten can you become? The Gupta's assistants, they were his clerical staff, Chitragupta, the accountant of all the sins and the good deeds of every living entity, Chitragupta. He's the head clerk of Yamaraj's administrative team, Chitragupta. So he was explaining, they were leaving, after the demigods came to see Jagai Madhai, and Nityananda Doya, on Nityananda Prabhu's mercy on them, the demigods, they all came just to watch. In fact, regularly they would come and watch the Gaulila, the demigods. In fact, they took birth in Mayapur to participate. Just like when Sachinandan was given the Upavishta Jagyashutra, the sacred thread, Jagyashutra, Shubhadine, Shubhakone, Shubhamashe, Shubhadine, Shubhakone Dhore, Jagyashutra Dhoren, Shri Gaudahari. On an auspicious day, auspicious month, auspicious moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted the sacred thread. And then he went begging in Navadeep with a juli on his shoulder, a cotton bag, which is one piece of cloth tied up, and carrying the bael tree stick. And he went begging from door to door. And oh, the Navadeep Bhashis were enchanted to when Gaudhari, he came and Dikkadehi, Bikkadehi, give some dakshina. I will take to my guru. And the demigods, Parvati Devi, Arundhati, and Saraswati Devi, and other demigoddesses, the wives of the Muni Rishi Gon, they assumed the forms of Navadeep Brahmanis to have the opportunity of offering alms to Gaudhari when he came begging after accepting the Jagyashutra. So they came to participate in the pastimes of Gauranga, and if not participating, they were observing. And after Jagai Madai was delivered, they're returning to their respective abodes in the heavenly planets, in the heavenly realm, demigods, demigoddesses. And Yamaraj is in his chariot with Chitragupta. And Yamaraj says, So Nityananda Prabhu, he deleted all of their sin account. All delete, zero. Are you sure you want to delete all the sins of Jagai Madai? Yes or no? Yes. Boom. After this, they'll be lost forever. They're lost forever. Are you sure? Yes. And Yamaraj, he says, so how much sin was actually destroyed? And Chitragupta says, don't ask. He says, my department, that I had hundreds and thousands of clerks, and they were working 24 hours a day, just trying to keep up with the sins of Jagai and Madai. And Yamaraj says, where is it? All, so much sin? All gone? Yes, completely deleted, never to be reclaimed. Hearing this, Yamaraj, he fell unconscious on the chariot. And the chariot began to go off track and was stalled. And the other demigods are looking back, what? What's happened to Yamaraj's chariot? And they went back and they knew what they knew. Chitragupta told him the actual account details. And so the demigods began performing Sankirtan, and it's called, that chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavad is called Yamaraja Sankirtan. The demigods are performing Kirtan. So you cannot, there is the potency, dinna hinna jota chilo, as sinful as you can possibly be. Even you go away, you can come back. There's no problem. We won't hold it against you. You just come back and carry on, anytime. And that's actually what we do. Life after life. It's really what we do. We go on, we make some progress and then get bewildered. And then, of course, if we're serious, we can get out quickly. But even if we're not, still you'll get out. Because it's the potency of the holy name. Having once chanted, you can't stop. So, Srimvatam Swakata Krishna Punna Shrabana Kirtana. Just by hearing and chanting, you get everything. So, what to do? Conclusion. Of course, we hear and chant, and the distributors of the holy name, they're the most glorious. If you really want the secrets, and you sacrifice, you accept some suffering to spread the holy name, and then you get the quick recognition. You get the quick recognition. You may not be able to Shuddhanam, and wear so much baggage we're carrying along, but you can spread the holy name. Who knows what the result will be? Who knows what the result will be? These great devotees in our movement, they're also in ignorance and illusion. I like returning to Melbourne because I can remember the illusion that I was in. When I see this world and this city, it's like, for me, coming from Bengal to Mayapur to Melbourne, it's like fantasy land. You know, like you see the cartoons and they're walking and there's the bunnies and there's the big ripe berries and a boop, 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 and then the park. It's like Fantasyland walking around the suburbs, the neighborhood of Albert Park. Where's all the people? And when I'm shocked and I'm crossing the road and the cars actually slow down. I can't believe it. I'm looking and I'm thinking, what? And we're in a, that creates illusion. It's a little difficult to preach here because it's so easy to live. It's hard. You're suffering. I'm not suffering. But they don't understand. It's so easy. So I went into the bank just here in Clarendon Street, Westpac, and I just said, I need the cards renewed. And it's already there waiting for me after a day or two. I said, I can't believe how easy it is to live in this city. Things which take weeks and weeks. And so much trouble. So many obstacles you can do in Melbourne in half an hour. So that's actually an impediment. For the bogashaya prashaktanam taya parita chetasam. It bewilders you. You can't imagine that there's suffering. You can't become conditioned. You become the senses become they just become too. They bewilder you. There's too much sense gratification. Austerity is a good thing. Austerity because you don't get bewildered by the illusory pleasures of this world. But the thing is, people don't understand that it's like this now, but in the future it won't be like this for them. It's only a temporary. They're an illusion. They can't see. They're an illusion. It's only a temporary situation. And what will the future hold? Well, all of the animals that they've eaten and all the other stuff, they have to pay for that. However, if at least they can touch the book, see the book, or appreciate the holy name, appreciate the Sankirtan party, or what to speak of, chant the holy name. Parihasham, Sankirtam, Harihasham, Parikirtam. In any way, even as a joke, all these Hare Krishna people, that will deliver them. So even a little effort that we put into preaching, it can produce tremendous results. And we don't know what the future can be. Of a little bit of distributing one book, or going on the Harinam, or just being seen with Tilak. Our Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he mentions the first time he saw Tilak, it had an extremely powerful impression on his consciousness. Just by seeing the Tilak on the forehead, just by wearing Tilak, you can deliver them. So this is our hope that we sing Golokera Prema Dan Harinama Sankirtan. It's the wealth, it's the treasure of the spiritual sky. Harinama Sankirtan is imported into this world in Harinama Sankirtan. Roti na janmilo kinetai. Roti na janmilo. Roti a taste for that name, for that holy name. Roti na janmilo. I didn't awaken it. Kene, why I didn't awaken, why I didn't try to awaken a taste for chanting in this life? So we may not. Chanting may remain a little bit not so as difficult for us. But from the beginning, you can become a preacher, and that will attract the attention of Gaudhari, and in this way, you can get the mercy. That is our understanding of Banasram Dharma. Okay, so we become a Grihastha. That suits you. Okay, Banasram, become a Brahmachari. Okay, you like to travel. You know, become a sannyasi. So Banasram helps us to organize our society. Helps us to get a clearer picture on how to make a living. But chant Hare Krishna, preach Krishna consciousness. This is the sure way of attracting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And delivering oneself from the conditional existence, repeated birth and death, and attaining the supreme goal of life. Granted Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any question on today's topics?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much. Welcome to Melbourne. You're bringing holy dham, Navadeep dham, to Melbourne. So we are grateful to you. You're bringing dham himself. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to Melbourne.
Oh, he's already here. Prabhupada brought him 45 years ago.
Yeah.
And he sat on Vyasa Sun and said, you people of Melbourne, you've become fortunate because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared here.
Plus your presence. That makes it more interesting. Thank you for telling us about Ganges, how Ganga is so pure. And also we can talk about Bhagirath and Sagar and how they 60,000 people were. My question is, why so much importance is given to the lotus feet of Krishna? That's number one. And how we can absorb all the time our consciousness in the lotus feet. Please tell us your realization. Thank you.
You know, when this itinerant Brahmin, he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, and Jagannath Mishra received him and said, can we cook for you? Yeah, so as you like. And then three times in Godhadi, he stole those offerings. So before cooking for the third time, first time Jagannath Mishra requested, yes, you bring the ingredients, we'll cook. Godhadi, he destroyed that. He spoiled the offering, apparently. And so then again, everyone who was there, all the wives, all of the children, the staff in Jagannath Mishra's house, everyone, they all came there. The neighbors, they were all there as a big thing. Neighbors, they all requested that itinerant Brahmin. He said, okay, because you all requested. And then again, Godhadi, he came, he explained in the end, he said, more mantra jape, more abahan. You're chanting my mantra, you're inviting me, rohite na pari ami ashi tomar sthan. I cannot restrain myself. He's saying, why are you complaining? You're chanting my mantra, you're inviting me, rohite na pari ami ashi tomar sthan. I cannot contain myself, I have to come where you are and accept that offering. And so why are you complaining? So then the third time that Vishwarup came, Mahaprabhu's elder brother Vishwarup, and he sat down and began to speak. And Brahman, he said, who is this boy? Who is the way he's speaking? It's so sweet. He embraced him. And then, he's the son of Jagannath Mishra. Mishra Tanaya is the son of Jagannath Mishra. He's speaking in such a sweet way. It's so fortunate when an itinerant Taitika Brahman comes to our home. And we've been bestowed such good fortune, but everything is spoiled if you remain fasting. Everything is spoiled. If a guest in your home remains fasting, you can lose all your pious credits. If a guest in your home, these people in this culture, they have no idea. You have to feed a guest. That's the duty of householder. They have to feed a guest. And what is big eating before your guest is satisfied? Vedic culture. So he's saying that you're inviting me, I'm coming. And then so Vishwarup is saying that so much, and we've become so fortunate, but everything will be lost if you remain fasting. And eating fruits and roots, that's not, you have to eat grains. We would travel in Bangladesh, we would go village to village. First thing they would do, please take a seat. They would bring a chair, maybe only one chair in the whole house. One chair in the whole house. And we'd come into the courtyard, we're doing Shankirtan, village to village. And they'd hear us, they'd call us, come, Goshai, Ashun, Amabarite, come to my house. And then we'd cruise in the Kirtan, they'd bring a chair, Bo doya kore boshun. Please sit, because Sadda Pataka Shanghandri, Saddut, no, what was that? Yeshang, Shang Shmanana, Sadda, Sadya Shudyanti Vaigriha. The whole house is purified by remembering a sage. Sadya Sudyanti Vaika. King Punasparshana Socham Pada Sochashanadibi. What to speak of touching them, washing their feet, or offering them a seat. So these simple people, they cannot even sign their name. But they know the conclusions of Shastra. And immediately they say, please sit, take a seat, offering them a seat. This is Vedic culture. And we have a seat for Prabhupada, exclusively his. Vedic culture. Prabhupada said in Buri place, make a seat for Lord Shiva. Make a seat. This is respect. You offer a seat. Even a mat, Prabhupada says, if you don't have opulence and you can't offer a proper couch, then even a straw mat. But it's the culture. This is how you show respect. Please take a seat. And then once you're sitting there in the kitchen, mishtikan, you take some sweet, you take some fruit. This is the first thing they do to get you to sit in the house, to get you to eat in the house. So Vishwarup is saying that we're so fortunate, but if we can't feed you, everything will be lost. Sharva amongal, sharva nash. Everything will be destroyed. And then he fell down and he held the lotus feet of that sage. Vishwarup is Nityananda Prakash. He fell down and he held the lotus feet of that sage. And then he couldn't refuse. Okay, if you're requesting, I'll cook again after midnight. He said, look, Lord Vishnu is saying, I'm not meant to eat today. I've tried two times already. And Vishwarupi held his feet and said, please cook again. So Someone who approaches your feet, it's very hard to refuse their request. That's my understanding of worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. And then the other thing? Yeah, you said something else. Oh, you hearing Vaishnav Sangha? Hearing Vaishnav Sangha? You can come anytime. Hearing Vaishnav Sangha? Hearing every day. The Vaishnav Sangha, mind becomes purified, you remember. Yeah, otherwise you forget material energy. It's like the you take the spark away from the flame, it very quickly becomes extinguished because it's overwhelmed by material association. And here in this place like this, material energy, she's very attractive. She's very polished, you know, fine-tuned. All the finishing touches are there. It's not half done, raw. In India, it's like that. You see the suffering all around you all the time. You see the suffering. You see the disaster of this material world. You see it everywhere. But here, woo, they've got it all cleaned up, polished up, fine touches. It looks really good. So you can very quickly get bewildered. Very quickly get bewildered. So you have to protect yourself. You have to take a spiritual association, a spiritual environment here. Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, it's a special temple. And Prabhupada's lotus feet all through this compound. Prabhupada's lotus feet. Prabhupada's present. Prabhupada's rooms. Prabhupada's present there. Prabhupada preached here. He wrote books here. So just coming to this temple will protect you from the material energy. So you have to regularly come. And then your mind will become purified. Naturally, you remember Krishna. Or you'll be thinking about Krishna. You'll be thinking about Rabikul Ramchandra last night. He came late last night doing some seva. But he said, "Oh, I'm getting ready to go to the temple tomorrow morning." I said, "Could you come over?" Yeah. He came. And I appreciated that. But this is it. You visit the temple. You do seva. You're thinking about it all the time. You're thinking about that. That's it. And even think you're even desiring, you're inspired, you want to do better seva, you want to improve the seva. You can actually become absorbed, you can become obsessed. I know many devotees are obsessed in seva. They're obsessive. They can't stop. And they have so many desires they want to fulfill. And so that's how you remember Krishna. Find something you like to do in Krishna's service, meditate on it, make it your life. Jai Granthad Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki Shamabeda Ghaur Bhakta Bindaki.